in winter weather in particular, things just slow down, and it just takes longer to handle bags, fuel an aircraft, and so all that has to be taken into consideration. And safety is the top, our top priority, and we definitely want to get our customers where they want to go, but it just has to be done in a safe manner. But winter weather is tough, but it's something that we're obviously very well prepared for.
Are you concerned about how it might affect Q1 earnings?
No. You know, every year in the wintertime, we have weather. So every year we have cancellations due to snow and ice and cold weather. So in that sense, I don't think that 2014 is so different than any other year. We were looking back at January versus a year ago as an example. And believe it or not, total system-wide, it was about the same. Huh. So we had a solid profit in the first quarter of 2013. And, I'm obviously hoping for a similar result here in 2014.
Now that we're a few years into the merger with AirTran, what do you know now that you wish you had known then?
You know, the big change from the year that we were negotiating with AirTran to merge is fuel prices. Fuel prices are significantly higher today than they were in 2010. In Southwest, as an example, we had a record earnings year in 2010 and did not in 2011 and 2012 because fuel prices had escalated so much. And that changed quite a few things for us. It really rendered the 717 aircraft a less desirable airplane for the way that we operate. And so we changed our mind about that and decided to retire that aircraft early in favor of replacing it with 737s. The other change that we made with our plan related to that is we decided not to continue to operate Atlanta as a hub and spoke system as AirTran had evolved to. Originally, AirTran started out here as Value Jet with a point-to-point route system, more like Southwest Airlines. So we've made that change with our November schedule, and that's working very well. And I think actually all of these things are very good for Atlanta. You have a better flight schedule to the more popular destinations, which Southwest already serves, compared to the way that AirTran was working. And we're still in the middle of integrating AirTran into Southwest and looking forward to getting to 2015 when it's all going to be the Southwest brand.
At least there's been some stability in the fuel market of recent. Is that helping you all plan long term?
It is a huge help. It is a huge help. And I just have to laugh with you. We had almost the exact same fuel price per gallon three quarters in a row. It was $3.06 in the second quarter, the same in the third quarter, and $3.05 in the fourth quarter. We haven't seen that kind of stability in I can't remember how long. And that's what it does for us. It allows us to know what our costs are and build our business around that.
When you look at domestic carriers today, which one looks most like AirTran when you all decided to merge?
Oh, great question. Well, there's not one that looks like AirTran. There are airlines that are about the size that AirTran was. AirTran at its peak had 140 aircraft. But there's no one who was really operating like AirTran was, with dual class service and a low cost structure. AirTran is a very strong operator and had strong customer service. So you don't really have that. And certainly you don't have anybody that was operating all Boeing equipment like AirTran was.
When you look at the spate of mergers we've had, even since the Southwest AirTran agreement, that seems to be the trend. So are you all thinking ahead to, will we have to merge in the future? And if so, what will that look like?
I can't speak to what we might or might not do, and can't really talk about any rumors that are out there. But I can share that our focus is to bring up international flying at Southwest Airlines for the first time in our history. So we've launched international flights in January in terms of bookings, and we'll be flying on July the 1st. That's a lot of work and requires a lot of focus. We need to finish the AirTran merger which is also a lot of work. So that is a major focus for 2014. And so the AirTran brand will be retired by the end of this year, and right in accordance with our plan. We are in the midst of a significant initiative to modernize our fleet. We got a lot on our plate right there. We have a lot of expansion opportunities. The right amendment restrictions out of Dallas Love Field come down in October, which creates a number of new markets that we can fly to. I'd much prefer to grow organically, if you will, as opposed to acquiring another airline.
You say finish the AirTran integration. What's left?
Well, we need to retire the 717s. As those airplanes are being retired, then the employees that are flying those airplanes on AirTran will be then trained on the Southwest methodology. So we'll have a record number of training events this year as the remaining AirTran employees convert. So that's a significant amount of work. And then finally, there are AirTran 737s that are flying international routes for them, as well as some domestic routes. And once Southwest is flying those routes, those 737s will be converted into the Southwest livery. So it's a significant amount of work. It's not very high risk in that we pretty much know how to do all of those things, and we've got all the resources lined up to make that happen. We're very excited. We've got a lot of momentum coming into 2014. Atlanta is a very important part of our route network, and we're just delighted to be a part of the Atlanta community.
Gary, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.